In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. With the rain report for the week of February 9th, 2007, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. This week, we conclude our scanner series excerpts from an interview Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted with Jeff Reinhart, AA6JR. Jeff's advertising firm, Reinhart & Reinhart, assists in marketing for companies like AOR USA Inc., a major manufacturer of scanning receivers and scanners.
The amateur radio service lost 2 megahertz from the 220 band. It was 220 to 225 megahertz, whereas today it's 222 to 225. The UPS wanted to inaugurate a new technology called Amplitude Uphandered Sideband, ACSB, on a new service that would occupy 220 to 222. Well, that fell through, and all of that money and all of those frequencies went for naught. Do you know what is being developed today, or what is on the drawing board technologically today that scanners of tomorrow will receive?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think you're going to see more and more digital modulation methods out there in the marketplace. And I think what we're seeing, too, is the development of receivers that go beyond the traditional image of what a scanner is. For example, AOR is about to introduce this is one of those you've heard it first things, a very exciting communications receiver. It's called the AR Alpha. And it will be able to do just a huge number of different things, including AM synchronous, ISB, RZSSB, USB, LSB, CW, wide FM, including FM stereo, narrow FM, APCO 25 digital, and it'll even receive and display on its front panel or through an accessory port television in both NTSC and the European PAL format. This particular radio would be able to tune from 10 kilohertz to 3.3 gigahertz. The version that'll be sold outside the U.S., of course, will tune that range with no interruptions, 2,000 alphanumeric memories, 40 channel banks of 50 channels each. It's pretty incredible as a receiver. Now, what can you use this thing for? The applications are myriad. To be sure, it's a very expensive radio. But for those capabilities, we do expect to find in the marketplace a lot of government and, in fact, military applications for a receiver of that type. Because consider for a moment, you can listen to signals that come down from the satellites. In fact, with the television, you can even get some of the old C-band stuff that is out there that's unencrypted. I understand there's still some out there, though I haven't done it lately. I'm told that it may be possible to take some of the video and audio off of the media helicopters that out here in Los Angeles engage in those chases you see on television quite a bit, but also the normal communications, including your standard AM and FM broadcasts. So for a real radio enthusiast, you may not need the AR Alpha, but there are radios out there, Uniden, ICOM, Alinco, Upitaro, and so many of the others. It's a buyer's market today in terms of choices, but as you go up the ladder in quality, it's kind of interesting. There's one feature on some of these radios that's reemerged that wasn't on receivers for quite some time, and that's an analog S-meter. A lot of the high-end users still like that analog S-meter. It's one link to the past anyway, Hep, that is maybe, you know, just that little security blanket that us old-time operators like to see when we're using radios. There were some folks who felt that the arrival of digital and the eventual conversion to more and more digital-type transmissions was essentially going to be the beginning of the end for the home scanning enthusiast. I think not. I think that there will be a lot of activity still out there, and when you think of all the things to listen to on broadcast channels, the ham channels, AM, FM, CB channels are still quite lively from time to time and place to place, and public safety, but also now the emphasis that people place on up-to-the-minute weather information from NOAA, especially in the Midwest, where the weather can change minute to minute, quite literally, especially in the spring, summer, and early fall. Hurricane areas. To me, the airwaves are just constantly alive with activity that seemingly is endless. All you have to do is turn on the radio and listen. Who knows? You just might catch that one transmission that you'll remember the rest of your life.
Is there any magazine that someone can actually pick up off the newsstand that would give some reasonably balanced evaluations of new scanners?
Well, I know from time to time QST does reviews. Now, I can't recall the last time they did purely scanning receivers because, of course, they do appeal to the ham community and the emphasis there on transmitting. I'm very fond of popular communications put out by the folks who publish CQ. Monitoring Times is an excellent magazine. It offers not only evaluations from time to time on receivers, but also you can read these magazines and get listings of frequencies for special functions or for certain marketplaces. And you can also get a lot of ancillary information, such as operating tips and antenna tips and so on and so forth. So I think probably others out there that I can't just immediately conjure up in my mind, but I know that monitoring as a hobby is something that's not only out there in the marketplace, but it's thriving out there. Interestingly, you know, the U.S. hasn't been a huge market, for example, for shortwave receiving. You know, that was immensely popular in Europe and does continue to be in many other parts of the world, and including the third world. You get into Africa and lower Asia. And I, for example, very often love to, when I'm working in my office, put on some of the Trans-Pacific shortwave stations. I love Radio Australia. I miss the BBC World Service that I used to pick up easily. But when you're working on a problem and so on, and you hear a newscast that talks about an issue that may be emerging in Papua New Guinea or somewhere in Australia, somehow when I'm doing that, half my problems don't seem so big. I don't know if shortwave listening has kind of come down a notch. I think probably the height of it in the post-World War II years, where you had a battle for hearts and minds that was being played out, Radio Moscow, and of course we had Radio Free Europe, Voice of America, still do, but not to the extent that we did in those days. And it was, of course, very interesting to hear the various spin and take on those stories that you heard from those international broadcasts. Today's receivers, we even hesitated, AOR, to call them scanners because they are truly wide-range receivers. And scanning is one of the things they do, but it's just one of the things they do. They do many other things. The ability to tune to a shortwave broadcast is something that, if folks haven't tried it, it's a wonderful hobby. It's quite amazing to hear a voice coming from the other side of the planet just as clear as day out of your radio. Now, of course, you're going to need a good antenna to do that. The old-fashioned long wire or an amplified antenna may enable that. But there's a whole wonderful world out there that a lot of folks in the U.S. really aren't as familiar with as some of the folks in other parts of the world might be.
If someone would like to contact you regarding scanners, what email address would you like me to hand out?
The easiest one would be Jeff at AORUSA.com.
Jeff at AORUSA.com.
As I say, I think there's a lot of exciting new things that may be coming out. This is a good time of year to discuss this, because if you're going to Dayton as a ham or as a radio enthusiast, all of the manufacturers that make good scanning receivers, and some of the ones I mentioned earlier before, in addition to AOR, Alenco, ICOM, they will have their receiving radios on display at Dayton, and of course AOR will have a presence too. We'll love to show off that brand new AR Alpha and the AR1, as well as the AR5000 series.
I've been speaking today with Jeff Reinhart, AA6JR, Executive Director of Reinhart and Reinhart Advertising, a PR firm who represents, among others, AOR USA Inc. If you'd like to communicate with Jeff, you'll find an email address for him on the site's mention page on therainreport.com. For The Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago.
This concludes our series, Choosing a Scanner in a Post-9/11 World. If you missed the first two installments of this series, both are available as downloadable MP3 files from therainreport.com, as well as telephonically at 773-249-0720. That's 773-249-0720. Compliments of Uttle Systems. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2007 Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN.